Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 19th of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we explore the nature of stewardship and of being wholeheartedly mobilised for God's mission in the world. To help us this week, we're looking at Matthew chapter 25 and verses 14 to 30. Parable of the Three Servants. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I wish I could be a people person like them. I wish I could cook like they do. I wish I could play an instrument or sing like them. When it comes to talents, gifts, and abilities that we have, how often do we wish we had someone else's? In our Bible passage, Jesus tells the parable of the talents. In this story, a master entrusts his servants with different amounts of money according to their abilities. To one servant he gives 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to the third servant he gives 1 talent. Then the master goes away on a journey. Upon his return, the master calls his servants to give an account of what they did with the talents entrusted to them. The servant who received 5 talents had invested them and gained 5 more talents. The servant who received 2 talents had also invested them and gained 2 more talents. Both of them were commended by their master for their faithfulness and wise stewardship. However, the servant who had received 1 talent buried it in the ground out of fear. He did not take any risks or make any effort to increase what he had been given. When the master discovered this, he was disappointed and rebuked the servant for his lack of initiative and faith. This parable teaches us an important lesson about using the gifts and resources that God has given us. Just like the master in the story, God has entrusted each of us with different talents, abilities, and resources. He knows our capabilities and has given us exactly what we need to fulfill his purposes in our lives. God does not expect us to have more than we can handle, nor does he compare us to others. Instead, he wants us to use what we have been given to the best of our abilities. It's not the amount that matters, but how well we utilize what we have. Just as the servants were expected to invest the talents they received, God expects us to invest our time, gifts, and resources for his kingdom. He wants us to use our talents and abilities to make a difference in the world, to bless others, and to bring glory to his name. When we use our talents and gifts for God's purposes, we are not only fulfilling our calling, but also experiencing the joy and fulfillment that comes from serving him. Our lives become more meaningful and purposeful as we invest in what truly matters, building God's kingdom and making an eternal impact. As we reflect today on the parable of the talents, we are prompted to ask ourselves, how am I using the talents and gifts that God has given me? Am I investing them wisely and faithfully, or am I burying them out of fear or complacency? Let us remember that God has equipped us with unique abilities and resources for a reason. He wants us to use them to bring him glory and to bless others. May we each be good stewards of what we have been given, investing our time, talents, and resources to make a difference in the world and to prepare for the day when our Master returns. As you think through these thoughts today, then this reflection question may help you. How can I better invest my God-given talents and gifts to make a positive impact in the lives of others? I hope to see you tomorrow as we think about working for God and fulfilling our purpose in our daily lives.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.